People who are planning for retirement face six risks to retirement security. The first is longevity. People are living longer, and your retirement income may have to last 20 to 30 years. Inflation. As prices continue to rise, you'll need a constantly increasing stream of income to account for purchasing power risk. Market volatility. Of course, markets continue to be volatile, and withdrawing from a portfolio when it's down can be a dangerous thing. Withdrawal rate. Withdrawing too much from your portfolio in retirement, especially too early, can be dangerous to your portfolio as well. Healthcare costs. Medicare will not pay for all expenses, and of course, healthcare costs continue to rise. And finally, unexpected events. And there's all sorts of these, from kids boomeranging and coming back home unexpectedly to a long-term illness, premature death, and even such things as a change in the tax code or a change to benefit programs such as Social Security or Medicare can affect your retirement as well.
Most investors, when they think about their portfolio, think about the concept of asset allocation. And they've been taught through time, either through self-knowledge or through their advisors, that a diversified mix of assets improves the characteristics of the portfolio in terms of both trying to achieve a lower measure of risk and a higher return. And that's the holy grail in the investment business. But we like to talk about this concept in a different way. It's not that asset allocation isn't important. It clearly is. We like to also talk about product diversification. And what we mean by that is that a mix of financial products, in addition to asset allocation, can cover more of the risks that an investor faces, as well as potentially take advantage of more of the opportunities. There's really no single silver bullet out there, no one financial product that can take advantage of all the opportunities or indeed mitigate all the risks that today's investor faces. So you have to think about a mix of not only assets, but a mix of products. Different products do different things. They cover different risks. They take advantage of different opportunities. Take a classic annuity. An annuity can provide you a lifetime stream of income, but only an insurance company, with the way that it invests money, with the way that it behaves in financial markets, can make that type of promise to an investor. Whereas a classic mutual fund investment, well, that may last a retirement, a person's entire retirement or not. So we emphasize the mix, not just the mix of assets, but also the mix of products.
This is cool. Hey, Eris, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Tanya?
Good. Hey, guys, this is Tanya Schultz with Social Chat, AWC South Florida. Donna Lawrence is actually on vacation. She's back, but she's just not quite all back yet. So, but she'll be back next week. And today I have a special guest. I have Eris Lipstein on to talk about financial planning. You're with Amerio Price, and you've been on before. And actually, I just want to move the microphone a little bit closer to you. Here we go.
Yeah, how's everybody doing? I'm doing well. But yeah, we just played a video from my company, Ameriprise Financial, about the importance of financial planning and the different aspects of financial planning and how important it is to have a plan in place, especially for each individual and pertaining to either family circumstance, or if you're married with children, or if you're retired. In any aspect of a retirement planning, you want to be comprehensive regarding that. You want to update that. And I think that's something that's very important for someone who's, you know, really looking to retire. I mean, you don't want to, if you're going to go travel, you want to have a map and, you know, really know where you're going before you head out. So I look at that almost in the same way for financial planning.
That's so important too, and actually, I sent you a link about something. It came from Startup Smart, and it says that female women struggling under financial pressure, they say, according to this survey, and they said that women should be planning a little bit more than they do compared to men, because well, if they lose their job or anything, it affects them more, because women, besides just being out, you know, being the head of the household sometimes, but also yeah. taking care of the kids, and they, you know, sometimes they don't have someone to lean on. So I just find that was interesting, and it kind of like fell in place as far as what we're talking about today. And according to this article, they say that the number one, the closest person a woman should become friends with is their financial planner.
You know what? That seems to be really important. But the dynamics of today's marriages and families are so different than they were 50 years ago, I think. I think for a woman right now in today's workplace, I mean, women are you know, working more than ever now. And again, like you said, running households mm-hmm. as well as working. And it's got to be, you know, they're facing more challenges, I think, than men in mm-hmm. today's workforce as well as at the home. So a plan in place can, if you think about it, can really relieve the pressure that a woman feels throughout the day and, you know, through, you know, worrying about making sure the children are taken care of, planning for their college educations. Also, you know, the dynamics of type of incomes that could be affected if there is, let's say, a divorce or of a sickness. And that's where insurances are very important to have mm-hmm. in place. And that's really part of the financial plan. You really should have a financial plan in place to meet those challenges. And that could really, like I said, relieve pressure mostly on anyone who is, you know, working out there, who has a family, or who's single, who's not married, or again, someone who's in the retirement stage of their lives that really needs to put in place. Again, as a video stated, you know, Medicare, Social Security might not be enough to cover those costs. So to have a comprehensive financial plan in today's, I don't care who you are, woman, man, child, is really the best way to go forward in your life, to feel secure and have that safety net. Because again, you know, we can't predict what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah.
You know, we all want to be safe and we all want to be healthy, and we work out more, we eat better, we're more informed because of the technology and the internet.
Yeah, they were too informed.
Yeah, but that's a great thing, you know. I mean, you know, 30 years ago we weren't informed and people weren't changing and growing, and in today's
diversifying.
Right. In today's world, you have to you know, to protect yourself and protect your family, most important.
That's very important. And so, and I even know, I love this whole section. I didn't realize you guys have such a multimedia for Ameriprise. There's a whole area. It answers all the different questions that you think about financial planning.
Yeah, yeah. And not only that, I mean, the type of software we have for financial planning uh-huh. is, first of all, Ameriprise Financial is one of the leading financial, comprehensive financial planning firms on the street. Our philosophy, and has been for 120 years since the company's been in place, is really to look at the overall situation of an individual or a family and then plan from there. Not just looking at one product or one stock and try to hit a home run. It's not really the way to do it, and that's really what a lot of people tend to do. You know, they get their discount brokerage firms and mm-hmm. they want to pay $9 and buy a stock and that's it. And, you know, that could be great, but, you know, not every stock is Google or Apple, and people, you know, you can't afford to put all your eggs in one basket. So a comprehensive financial plan offered by Ameriprise is phenomenal. And again, like you said, if you go on to Ameriprise.com and there's a search little box, you know, on the top right-hand corner, you can pretty much put any anything you have any interest of or anything that we discussed, you can search for it, and you'll be surprised to find videos, write-ups, links, and again, you have your personal financial advisor like me that can assist you through that website or sit down with you, most importantly, and do a financial plan.
How long have you been in the business?
I've been doing this for 14 years, and I started wow. I started in the business with just dealing with fixed income because I live in South Florida. There's a huge need for a lot of the retirees, for fixed income. Again, they're no longer working at this point, and they need their money working for them. And fixed income, like bonds or CDs, tax-free bonds, is what I specialized in the beginning. But then I realized how diversified the financial market is. And if I really wanted to help somebody, I would get their overall picture, just like a doctor would know their patient's entire health if they're going to make a decision on, you know, going forward on what they should do to keep themselves healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way I look at someone's portfolio, at their financial health, and through a financial plan that we can, you know, talk about every 3 months, quarterly, sit down with the family or client and get involved. I think that, again, going forward can really help an individual's portfolio, their life, their children, their you know, their retirement needs. It's really the best way to go forward and to do that for yourself.
I mean, even for women, I mean, from going just for financial planning, but also look at the future. A lot of, you know, when you get divorced, I mean, a lot of time you're by yourself and you have to figure out where all that extra income is going to come from as far as for your future, especially insurance.
Yeah, insurance
is outrageous.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I think you even have, you know, your own personal experience with insurance and how important that is to you, Tanya, because
it is very important.
We've talked about it many times, and
yeah.
I know that you were, you know, you felt anxiety knowing, you know, do I have all the right type of insurances? Mm-hmm. Is this the type of insurance I need? And for you to get that feeling of safety for you and your family, you knew you had to have that in play.
But even if I had that type of insurance, I just felt like I pay all this money just to say I have insurance, but does not mean it covers anything.
Right. And I think
that's where I have issues about.
You know what, Tanya? And I think that's that feeling that, you know, I mean, you specialize in social media. And, you know, when I have a question, I'm always fascinated because you're so detailed in knowing what your business is. And you're helping me with my own personal website. So it's the same thing when I'm doing a financial plan for you. You know, we're going to know what type of insurance, why you need that insurance, not just to have insurance to say, okay, you know what, I have insurance, but to know, you know, what your specific needs are and what type of insurance is going to meet that need. And then I think that's that comprehensive that I keep saying. It's really tailored for that person individually. And that way, you not only do you educate yourself, you have that sense of good feeling knowing that, hey, you know what, I have the right thing. I'm not overspending. And if things change anytime, I can call my financial advisor and say, Ayres, you know what? I just got an inheritance. Or, you know what? I got diagnosed with something. I need to make sure I'm covered. You know, do I have that in place?
Yeah.
And because we've met before and we've gone over the financial plan, you'll know, you know, I'll know what your needs are. And, you know, we can make those changes along the way. So it's very important to have that one person or that team that, you know, no matter if it's Ameriprise or Morgan Stanley, we just happen to be the leaders in our industry because our philosophy was always to look at, let's say, you as an individual, no matter what you have, multimillionaire to someone that's just middle class, doesn't really matter where you are in life, where you're heading to. If you want to have that sense of reliability and safety, really, that's the way.
But hasn't things changed quite a bit, especially now, you know, with the new healthcare and everything? Because I think a lot of people still think that Medicare, like, you don't have to pay for Medicare. Don't we have to pay for Medicare? I mean, Medicare is not free.
No, I mean, it's not free. Well, it's insurance that we receive from our, you know, as being citizens. That's one of our rights. But is it going to cover all your needs?
Yeah.
No. Are we facing a huge healthcare crisis, and that's why we have, you know, Obama did this new healthcare plan, which, to be honest with you, I can't tell you how it's changing or when it even came out.
It's
or
such a long plan. I don't know if
it's a big plan.
Anyone read the plan?
Right. And is it going to be for everybody? You know, really, the reason why we're in a healthcare crisis in the first place is because people weren't insured and they were going into the emergency rooms and not paying their bills. And and it's, you know, a Band-Aid, it's going to inflate prices on Band-Aids. If you have a small cut, it can cost you $100.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way it's structured. And I really can't tell you how the government is going to help us in that way. I know they passed that law. But again, that's you know, one of the concerns in the video that we watched in the beginning of our show is, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with Social Security and Medicare in the next 20 or 30 years. Will they be able to cover everything that we're going to need? I don't think so.
That's what I was thinking, like according to the video that we watched, and I just kind of pulled up the more of the PDF of the video so that I wanted to go through with you.
Yes.
So one of them was like healthcare expenses, and according to this, the Employee Benefit Research Institute estimates that the average husband and wife who turned 65 in 2010 would need roughly $250,000 in savings to pay for healthcare expenses that covered by Medicare. Not covered by Medicare,
yeah,
during their retirement. Imagine how high these costs would be when you retired.
That's, you know what I mean? You being so young, can you imagine what's going to happen?
If I retire in 20 years, I'll be 45, so it's 20 years from now. I know I don't have $250,000 right now.
Saved
up. But where do people think they're going to be able to have that
that's
money?
That's it. That's, you know, that's the problem. So, I mean, if you're, that's why that plan needs to be in place. That's why you have to have certain type of insurances to protect you and your family and to have, let's say, you know, the products that will get you there. You know, when we sit down and do a plan, if there's $10 a month that when we're done with our plan that we know that perhaps maybe we can save or shift over into a savings plan, you know, we're going to do that now. And the power of compounding and investing your money.
Yeah.
If you do a financial plan now, is really the only way that you're going to feel some sort of security that you're going to be able to have savings for that with the insurances and different products that are going to give you income as well as growth like mutual funds or mutual funds within an annuity that are protected. These are the type of vehicles within the financial plan that you're going to have in place to fight these type of risks. And these studies are showing, again, $250,000. If you're not saving money now, I mean, it's a scary place to be in today's world, not knowing that, wait a second, if I don't have this money, am I going to be taken care of? Am I going to have to depend on somebody to take care of me? And which we all know is a feeling we don't want to have. We want to take care of ourselves, take care of our children.
Of course. And I mean, for here's another one, unexpected events. I mean, they're saying that unplanned developments in your life can have a major impact in your finances. Some may be personal, a lawsuit, a family member in need. Other may be external and changes to tax laws. That just happened.
Yep.
And Social Security or a pension that could cost or that would force you to withdraw money from savings and perhaps even jeopardize your retirement account. I mean, take a look at what happened a few years ago. A lot of people lost their retirement funding because of investments, bad investments.
You know what? That's a good point. And again,
what are those people doing these days?
Right. You know what? That's a good point. But a lot of people, let's say with what we went through with that subprime meltdown in the United States, a lot of people who didn't have a financial plan or who didn't have that advisor that knew their every need and knew them personally, almost like a family member. That's how you should be with your advisor.
Yeah.
They should know every change. And again, you know, they have to keep that private. It would be illegal for them to share with anybody. So you can feel comfortable talking to your advisor about your personal needs. It's not like it was a long time ago. You know, your financial advisor has to know this to help you go forward within the plan. So you feel comfortable, talk to him or her regarding, you know, you never know what could happen. Like you said, personally, a kid could, you know, you could have a kid that's in college and, you know, says, hey, you know what? This is not for me. I'm coming back home.
Yeah.
Or never went to school, you know, and just decided, hey, I want to look, I can't afford to live out there in today's world with the recession. I'm coming home. I mean, that's happening everywhere in the United States. Kids, even after college, can't get a job and they're coming home living with the parents.
Yeah.
And the parents,
very common nowadays.
Yeah. So the parents, you know, are saying, you know, that's a huge cost, as we know. I mean, you love for your kids to be with you. Obviously, that's one of the, one of the things we cherish the most is our children. But, you have to have that relationship with your advisor, have that plan in place. So if something does occur within your life, good or bad, you know, we could set that, put it in place and figure a way how we could shift monies or have maybe certain type. If you have a certain type of insurances, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
There's certain type of insurances that build up cash value.
Okay.
So when you're paying your premiums for some of your insurances, some of them, which I'll give you an example, like term insurance, you know, you put your money inside, it's only going to be good for so many years. There's another type of insurance, like they're called VULs, where you have an actual a cash buildup within your policy.
Okay.
So let's say in 20 years you build up and there's, you know, some thousands of dollars built up in that in that vehicle there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily now have to go to your savings account and pull money. You can, we could, as your advisor in your plan, we could look in that insurance policy. Wait a second. We can borrow some money for, let's say an event happened in your life where you need to borrow the money. We don't have to break the bank. We could look at different vehicles that you had set up in your financial plan and borrow that money and shift money over to protect, you know, protect yourself or whatever event happened in your life where we have to look at that and cover mm-hmm. in that way. So again, you're not going to know this unless you have a plan or you have an advisor that will direct you and show you, you know, that these are the options that you have.
So you suggest everyone, especially women, you should be out there getting your own financial plan and building a relationship with that financial planner so you can feel comfortable with that person.
Yes.
That they can help you. Because it seems like women in the past, we've always, like, we want to get paid just as much as men, but I find that we when it comes to planning for our future financial planning, we tend to, like, let our spouse handle it.
You know what? That was the older view.
Old view of how to take care of yourself. Back in the 60s, the 70s, even the 80s, I mean, most of the time.
But the truth is, Tanya, mm-hmm. I've been doing this for 14 years, and most of my clients, the women, are very engaged in the checkbooks.
Really?
And they know what's in there. They're not going to let their husband make these decisions mm-hmm. that can affect them. Again, mm-hmm. women, you know, we have studies out there. We've seen it. Women live longer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Than the husbands. So mm-hmm. they know that. And they don't want to be caught, you know, not knowing what to do. So women have come a long way. They no longer just let the husbands take care of that. In fact, in my view, women are, you know, more organized when it comes. They have that instinct to look to the future.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, women advisors are amazing advisors because they have that sense of nurture. You know, the nurture, mm-hmm. That's just something that's embedded in them.
Yeah.
So when they sit down with their clients, you know, they look at things maybe that guys don't see.
Mm-hmm.
So in today's world, you know, women are really looking towards the future. They're doing their plans, financial plans. They're sitting with the advisors. And yes, they're building those relationships with he or she, whoever their advisor is, and, you know, really opening up and letting them know that, hey, you know what, I want to know everything there is regarding my money,
yeah,
and how I can protect me and my family.
But and women, we live longer than men, so we have to worry about the long care plan
right.
too.
That's it.
That falls under financial planning.
That definitely falls
under long care plan.
Long term care is very important.
Uh-huh.
We live longer. You know, you want to have in place your long term care. Also, another type of insurance that's in the financial plan. You know, I've been through it personally where my grandmother had to have state care
mm-hmm.
because she didn't have a long-term care plan. I thought that she would have,
yeah.
but she didn't. And she had to go to a state facility, which, you know, I don't want to take them down, but, you know.
I would not ever want to die.
You don't, you don't want to. I mean, if you had the long-term care insurance, which if you start at a young age can cost anywhere, you know, it's very affordable. It could be, you know, a couple hundred dollars a month, maybe even less. And once you have that in place, you could have in-home care, the best nurses, facilities that are five-star. I mean, if you really love your mother, your father, mm-hmm. your husband or your wife,
yeah.
you want them to be in the best hands if you're still there, if you're not going to be there anymore. So, again, that falls under the financial plan.
Mm-hmm.
When we sit down with you, you know, these are the questions that we ask, that you have to ask. They might not be the most comfortable discussions.
Yeah.
No one wants to think about getting older and mm-hmm. and having someone else take care of them. But can you imagine not having a plan in place and letting this, you know, some of these places, snake pits that these state facilities
yeah.
are.
Disgusting.
So if you would you rather not talk about it and end up there or, you know, be uncomfortable maybe for an hour with mm-hmm. your advisor whose no. job is to make you feel comfortable and make mm-hmm. you feel confident? So things are changing, and I think women are a major player as far as in the family household to bring up these questions because they are concerned.
Yeah.
Where, you know, men are sort of just, you know, let's just keep putting money away and You know, they don't want to ask for directions. And like I said, you know, that's all, I'm at fault too. And like I said in the beginning of our conversation, you know, if you're going to, you know, drive to vacation somewhere, New York or wherever you're going to drive to.
You have a map.
Yeah. Do you want to just get on the road and call people and ask them how to get there? Mm-hmm. And or like a guide, never ask directions? No, you want to have your MapQuest. You want to have your directions, your map mm-hmm. ready. And I think women are very organized when it comes to that. So, you know, they play a major role as far as getting one done and keeping it in place.
Well, that's very
important. At least my experience in this business.
No, and it's true. And it's very important. And I always thought about financial planning. I never thought insurance is part of financial planning.
You always think stocks maybe.
Yeah, bonds. Yeah.
No, but insurance is a major player. Again, there's different type of insurances where instead of, you know, people put their money in their premiums every month, they think that's it. That's just for the insurance. No, there's other insurances where there's an actual cash buildup that's actually there for you that mm-hmm. pays for your premium, but there's a portion that's put away so your money can grow. And that's not including your mutual funds, your stocks, your bonds that grow as well. So, you know, we don't want to, you know, go to the bank and touch, if there's an emergency in your family, we don't want to just go to the first place.
Yeah.
Your 401k where you're going to, or your IRA in early retirement and get a huge penalty for taking mm-hmm. money out. We want to look at different avenues and have your comprehensive financial plan in place. So where we can maybe touch that insurance policy that has that cash value buildup. Mm-hmm. And shift some money over to take care of that emergency or, you know, have that in play. And again, if you have the right insurances, you know, you're not going to have so much out-of-pocket costs. So that's a major, major
financial planning
part of the financial plan, yeah. Tanya, yes.
I didn't really know that because I know there's like a different things. And, you know, after watching the video and then I'm like reading some of the different notes about the video,
uh-huh.
You know, the other thing that it touched based on the market volatility, I mean, we've had a huge market volatility.
Oh, yeah. And it goes on. Look what's going on in Europe now. I mean,
yeah.
You have these countries, the biggest borrowers like us and Italy and Spain, and these governments, people don't have confidence in governments anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one changing factor. 2-3 years ago, no one had confidence in the housing market. I mean, it's always going to happen where someone is going to drop the ball. Someone's going to take advantage of the system and make mm-hmm. more money. And unfortunately, the people like us have to pay for it. And if you don't have a plan in place and you don't have that advisor that can hold your hand through a time where, you know, you really need someone, it can mm-hmm. be a dark time in someone's life, especially if they're going through one of those times in their life, like retirement, marriage, death, you know, sickness.
Yeah.
You know, that's the time where you actually need that relationship in place. And the market volatility, we'll never stop it. It's always going to happen. There's always going to be events in the world that we can't predict.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's why a financial plan has to be in place to have that feeling of security, to know that you have diversification mm-hmm. and you have a guy that's diversifying your financial needs within a comprehensive financial plan. And like I tell you, Ameriprise has put all their money and investments and time and mm-hmm. philosophy, you know, projecting this, not just, hey, let's buy a stock and yeah. hope it grows, because that's not going to get you to where you want to be.
Exactly.
For your, you know, to feel that security, to feel that good feeling when you go to bed mm-hmm. and you know you can close your eyes and say, you know what, I've got someone who cares, mm-hmm. I care, and, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, but at least I have a direction.
Peace of mind.
I have a direction, I have diversification,
yeah.
And I have a, you know, and I'll give you an example, Tanya, I think we talked about it in other shows. In 2008, the market fell because of people, the banks, you know, with the subprime, with the mm-hmm. housing market.
Yep.
All those mortgages were put together and people were selling them. And next thing you know, everything in the market went down. Stocks, bonds, I don't care what you were in. It was down 20-30%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you didn't have an advisor at the time, people were just saying, you know what? Sell everything. Sell my stocks, bonds, sell the insurance. I want all my money. I want to put it in the mattress.
Yeah.
Well, guess what happened 2 years later? Those same investments went up and made up all their losses. And if you had the right broker, he would have held your mm-hmm. hand and said, listen, this is an unexpected event. There's no fundamental reason why this bond should go down. Bond should be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And people that didn't sell not only, you know, made their money back, they continue to grow at a high rate. So the point I'm trying to make here is you have to have a plan and a person that's been through a couple of these, who's been in the trenches in these wars.
Yeah.
To say, listen.
That is the trenches.
Yeah. Like, listen, you know, we've been through this. Don't sell everything. Mm-hmm. Don't panic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's diversify. You are diversified. Let's watch this carefully. And if anything, when something's down, you want to buy more of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I bought quality companies during the meltdown. Companies that went down to single digits like GE mm-hmm. and International Paper. These, you know, are huge conglomerate companies that have millions in place mm-hmm. that got punished for no reason. And we bought these stocks when everybody else was selling them. And now they've, you know, not only doubled, they quadrupled. Sorry about that. I had a little word fart.
But International Paper have gone, done really well. They've done really well. I know a lot of people that work for them.
Yeah, International Paper.
A lot of stocks for them.
And that stock went up.
Yeah.
And imagine, you know, if you had a good broker and said, you know what, don't sell. Everybody's selling. Let's buy.
Yeah.
Let's buy $5. And I did that for a lot of my clients. And now they're looking at their financial plans or going, whoa, Ares, you put a nice amount of portion of that money that was there for cash. And mm-hmm. you bought GE International Paper. And now my portfolio is even up more. Wow. I mean, that can make a huge difference in someone's life. 20, 30 years down the road, one investment, you know, one financial plan, one broker mm-hmm. who stayed with you can have such a change in how you're going to retire and your dreams and your goals, whatever they mm-hmm. may be. If you like to stay home, if you like to build a house in Colorado, if you like the city, whatever your goal is, you know, you want to reach it, you know, you should do it with someone that really cares for you. But again, have a plan in place so you can reach that. So yeah, market volatility is a key factor in why you should have a financial mm-hmm. plan, because, you know, when people start to panic, and we've seen it, they'll do anything.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't care, you know, if they don't know, you know, it's their money. They mm-hmm. work hard for the money.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you don't have a direction or have someone that's in the trenches with you,
mm-hmm.
there's no way that you're going to not watch CNBC every day and sell everything and never touch the market again and take a huge loss.
Mm-hmm.
And then you lose confidence and you don't have a financial plan in place because you think every brokerage house, all they want to do is sell stocks. No, that's not the,
I thought financial plan was just stocks.
Right. I think, Tony, you know, I'll never invest, but I think as we start talking more and more, you know,
I understand that
it's not about stocks.
It's not just about stocks. It's about a lot of things, but it's not just about stocks. Here's the other key component is also the risk factor, the longevity. I mean, there was saying, you know, the risk of outliving one's spouse is of great concern in a time of rising life expectancies and early retirement. The average 65-year-old man can expect to live more than 20 years, while the average 65-year-old woman is likely to live at least 23 years. And if you're married, you have an excellent chance of living longer. So a 65-year-old couple faces 50% chance that one spouse will live past 92. Wow. And a 25% chance that one spouse will live to 97. So if you don't have a plan in place, just by living longer.
That's what's going on. You know, with today's world and, you know, the advancements in medical technology,
mm-hmm.
we are living longer. And, you know, Tanya, she's one to go to when it comes to nutrition. And, I mean, you should see her skin. She looks like a 16-year-old over here. But that's the thing, though. Today's vitamins, the way people are taking care of themselves, their education, you know, of knowing what can hurt your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are not smoking anymore. They're eating organic foods or living longer. And we're still facing, you know, people thinking about, you know, the 50s of, you know, people only living until they're 60 or something.
Yeah, that's it. At 60, you're dead.
No.
Going to back then.
And that's, again, that's where these diversification within your investments have to be in place because, you know, here's a little rule. You know, when you buy a mutual fund, if you reinvest the dividends and the growth within the fund,
uh-huh.
it's called compounding. And when you grow and you compound your money, there's a certain rate. I believe it's like 7%. If you can earn 7% compounded,
mm-hmm.
whatever money you're saving in 7 years can double if that's the rate that it's growing at. So
mm-hmm.
there's ways to beat out inflation. And there's ways to really do that. And there's many mutual funds out there who's averaged those type of returns for the last 20, 30, 40, even 50 years that an advisor like me could sit down and say, listen, if we put your money in here, there's a way that we know that we can fight off inflation. Mm-hmm. And in today's marketplace where bonds are only paying 1%, money market's not even paying that, you've got to find a way to compound, grow your money, because we are definitely outliving our monies now. It's just the way it is. Yeah, this is great. We're living longer, but you don't want to live longer not knowing
where the money's going to come from.
Right. And then, you know, when you are in your 90s, life is not so easy, even though we're living longer. You know, you're going to need the help to do everyday things. And if you don't have those type of insurances, again, we're going back to what we discussed earlier, where you're going to be either a burden or you're going to be in a facility that you're not happy and your family's not happy that you're in. So let's try to avoid that. You know?
No, definitely. Especially at our age nowadays, if we know we can do this, we should be focusing on that and have a plan. And like you're just saying, like the number five risk to this is inflation. And you just said that. And they said that according to this, in fact, 24 years from now, inflation will nearly double the cost of living for the typical consumers based on the historical annual average of 3%.
Right. That's enormous.
That's incredible.
And you know what?
Spooky, actually.
And one type of inflation that we're feeling now is just, you know, like energy inflation. You know what I mean? Think about
gas? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, every day.
Every day.
Every day. I mean, it's just, that's never going to stop. And oil is just not a, not something that's plentiful, that's out there. Yeah, we have new technology.
Oil isn't the choice anymore.
Yeah, you know, it's, but it is because it's, you know, these new technologies that are out there, you know, you have these, they're still using oil, no matter what it is, sun, solar, oil seems to be the number one energy source.
Yeah, everybody wants oil, but it's not like they can find it.
That's it, Tanya. We don't have just an unsustainable amount of
oil. It's not forever oil forever.
It doesn't grow on trees, you know what I mean? Okay, we have the technology maybe to get certain type of oils that, that we couldn't get years ago. But again, you know, there's more people in the world. These developing countries now, and the population booms in India, China, that, you know, people used to walk, now are no longer walking. Now they're getting on mopeds and cars, and they need the oil to get them moving around. So inflation is just, like we just read now, just going to compound and get more and more. So that's a huge risk in not having a financial plan. And again, what we discussed, having the right investment vehicles for you, depending on where you are, what stage of life, how much you make a year. Doesn't matter what you make, there's always a way to save money, to diversify, to have the protection, the type of insurances that you need. And that, again, is a major risk and factor why you should have one.
Well, that's extremely important why you should have one. Because I think nowadays we are in a situation where if we don't have a plan, we're going to be a lot of trouble. And I have made this mistake that the sixth risk is withdrawal rate. I have withdrawal. I mean, I don't have any financial. I mean, like, I used to. I used to have a lot of money set aside until, like, what, the
life
late
events,
90s?
Right?
Late 90s?
Yeah, life
events.
I lost a lot
of my stock. And, but I withdrew a lot of my savings from my retirement fund. And I don't have a 401k anymore.
Right.
So, and then at the time, even when I had a 401k, I really didn't know what I was doing. I just randomly picked whatever I thought was kind of cool. But they're saying that pulling too much from savings early in retirement increases the risk that you could outlive your money. That's because early withdrawals can leave you with a smaller access base, which means less opportunity for growth over time.
Yep.
Each of these risks can build on the other, making it crucial to manage them all properly. For example, a market downturn could reduce the value of your retirement accounts, increasing the risk of that excessive withdrawals could exhaust your savings early. So if you're withdrawing your money because you lost your job, because you need to, you know, take some money out of retirement, something happens and you need to take it out there. So you might live longer because of just longevity, but You don't have
what's
that
the
money.
Quality?
Yeah.
What's the quality of life you want to live?
Yep.
You know what I mean? And you know what? And those saving accounts, they're meant for savings. They're not meant for withdrawings. Mm-hmm. And one of the, you know, one of the the gifts, the only gifts that we've gotten from the government or the IRS,
yeah,
we don't get really many of them.
Uh-huh.
But one of them, it was the Roth IRA. If someone's individual is making less than $150,000 a year, mm-hmm. they can open up what's called a Roth IRA. And again, the reason why I say it's one of the gifts that the government's given us is that's mm-hmm. something that grows, the compound grows tax free. It's unheard of. A regular IRA is tax deferred until you reach your retirement age,
mm-hmm.
and then you can start pooling money, but you have to pay taxes on the money. The new Roth IRA is, the new IRA called the Roth IRA, all that growth is tax free. So if you can imagine, you know, you're growing your money for 30, 40 years tax free, what kind of life change that could be in the quality of life. But if you start pulling money early out on these IRAs and 401ks that you have set up for retirement,
mm-hmm.
and then let's say during the time of your retirement, the market drops for 2 or 3 years, forget about it. Not only are you not going to, are you going to panic, you're going to pull everything out. And again, that quality of life is going to go down. So there's so many different ways to have savings. You have your 401k at work. You have your, Roth IRA, a regular IRA. Just depending, you know, there's certain qualifications to have a Roth IRA, so you have to sit down with your advisor to see if that's something you qualify mm-hmm. for. But there's ways to have these retirement vehicles in place in your financial plan again. And that's where we do that comprehensive financial plan and say, wow, for somebody, let's say, in their 20s or 30s, I have so many different ways where you can save and compound your money. And that financial plan is going to actually sit down and break it down of what, depending on what you... how much you make, what your liabilities are, your bills are. A plan will sit there and say, listen, we have all that in play.
Mm-hmm.
We know exactly what you're making, what you're paying out for your kids, your bills, and everything else. And then we'll be able to sit down and say, listen, this is how much you can put in these savings accounts. So it's like we're doing all the work, and a person that doesn't know much about finance doesn't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
I think you know what it is? It's intimidation.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You don't want to sit
quite
there.
A bit.
Yeah, because if someone is a doctor, it doesn't mean they're necessarily going to be a genius with finance.
Yeah.
And you don't need to be. And that's why Ameriprise is so amazing, because you're not going to have that intimidation feeling. They're not going to look at you like, hey, what do you mean you don't know about this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's today's world. Like I said, you can go onto Ameriprise website and search any question you want, and there'll be either a video or research on there. And then imagine if you have an advisor behind that and a plan, you never have to be intimidated. And you know what? A couple of minutes of maybe feeling nervous before asking a question doesn't matter, because when you have your whole life in place and set, I think it's worth it to have that plan.
Yeah, you have to, especially for women. They say that women make about 76%, 76 cents for every dollar a man makes.
Yes.
And that with the lower pay and less time spent in the workforce, women are generally left with smaller retirement portfolios. So, they have lower company pension benefits and lower Social Security benefits than men. But we need more because we live longer.
Isn't that, that's...
Isn't that kind of scary?
Yeah, that's the that part where... a plan for a woman, especially a woman that maybe went through either where she has to depend on herself
mm-hmm.
and doesn't have that, that partnership,
mm-hmm.
that financial plan is got to be the key factor in her life. Because again, you're seeing women are just now starting to catch up. And as far as what they're getting paid, which I think again is unfair, mm-hmm. but that's just the world today. So you have to combat these challenges by having that plan in place for a woman. And also at Ameriprise, if you're going through a life event like a divorce, in our company, we have divorce attorneys and certified planners that
really?
Just deal with that divorce.
Wow. You actually have...
Yes, there's a specialist in our office. She's a woman in our office that has this license to deal with that in the plan. So I have that at my fingertips. So mm-hmm. if someone is going through that, it's very important they sit down with their advisor so we can sit down and plan for that. Because there's so many more challenges, I think, facing it for a woman today, in today's world, than it is for a man.
Mm-hmm.
So to do this, to do tax planning, there's so many different plans that, things inside the plan that have to be mentioned and discussed.
Mm-hmm.
I think more for a woman than a man. Correct.
No, because they. No, no. That's why I always think about that, because you know, as even if you're married, you have. They say that women tend to live longer. We're a little bit more healthier. So if you're married and your husband gets sick, that's going to deplete from your plan.
Yes.
It's going to deplete a lot from your plan, actually.
Not including kids. You know what I mean?
They're not
college funding. Kids. You know what I mean?
They're not just talking about being married after yeah. a certain amount of years. But they said that, in addition, 50% of marriages end in a divorce, and the average age of a widowhood is currently 56 years. So at 56 years old, could you imagine being a widow and not have a plan?
In place. And you can't depend on Social Security anymore,
no,
guys. Please.
No, it's one of the most. Not plan on Social Security.
That's what people think. You know what? I'll have Social Security. No. No. That's just not. Today's world, it's just not happening in any world. You know, it's just you're putting yourself at such high risk.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, with 50% of marriages in today's world going into divorce, you have to have that plan in place. Have those insurances in place. There's disability insurance. There's so many different types. Again, like we talked about, term and variable life type of insurances where you can have, a cash buildup there. A 401k, a Roth IRA or a regular IRA, again, are going to be these different vehicles within the plan that are going to help that risk. But again, I think women are facing more challenges than men when it comes to the finances.
So you suggest that women should start taking control of their... finance?
They have to be. They have to be more controlled, let's say, than the man would be because mm-hmm. of what we discussed about. If women are outliving men and, you know what I mean? You have to have, you can't just not know what's going on within that family structure. Women have to be more involved with the financial plans. Push, if there's not one in the family household, they have to push for it. Again, a man's not going to ask for directions. A woman is smarter in that aspect, and they turn to plan better. So I think it's upside down the way it is, because you know women should get paid more. They seem to think more of the future and are very well organized. That's one thing I've
so
noticed.
You suggest women should invest more than their men, than their counterpart. As far
invest
as
more in their plans. And making sure that household has it, because a mm-hmm. man will not ask for those directions, and a woman will, and they're not embarrassed to do so, and they'll just put it right out there. So I think that's where women have an advantage. You know what I mean? That ego is no longer in place. They're really worried about their family, household, their kids, mm-hmm. and not that a man isn't, but
a lot of times women are the one. You know, they say that some women, I mean most of them, if they have the opportunity, they take time off. To have kids. You know, if they have a 40-year career, they take time off. They take 7 years off of their 40-year career, let's say. And so with that in mind, when it's time for their retirement pension, they're getting half of that because they just for missing that 7 years
of work.
They're losing a lot of their pension compared to a man who doesn't.
Who will have it.
Yeah, who has it because he's working. He's not taking time off of his work to a baby.
Yeah.
that's a huge difference right there. If women don't realize that...
they need to make up for that in that plan. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's another factor that a financial plan will point out. That's a great point that you bring up. You know what I mean? That woman should have more in place because of that. And again, with divorces the way they are, they can't depend on their partner to make up for that 7 years they want to stay home with the kids.
Yep. Because you never know. They might not be married.
That's the point we're making. So, you know,
it's like a double edge.
Take control.
Control.
I think is the key point here is take control. And women, you know, I think they do take control. They don't have that ego and that feeling of, oh, I don't want to look dumb. Again, some of the best doctors, my clients really don't really know how the financials work, but they don't want to act like they don't know.
Yeah.
Where I've spoken to my women retirees, where they'll come in, they'll go to seminars, they're not embarrassed to learn, you know, they were successful in their businesses, and the reason they were is because they take control, mm-hmm. and they want to educate themselves, but most importantly, they want to protect themselves and their family, which is what that's our goal.
And again, you just say, like, women tend to, like, we ask more questions, we tend to get more educated.
Yes.
So you suggest that they participate in employer plans?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Not only should they participate in it, you know, that's going to be in the plan. When we sit down, we're going to look And those are the questions that are asked, you know, in the plan. Do you have a 401k in place? You know, they'll ask, they'll have the questions that that they can ask their employer. Oh, wait a second. I do have a 401k, but I'm not involved. And that advisor will say, hey, you know what? You should ask your employer if they have a 401k or different plans for you. So that's another reason why you should have a plan in place and have a good advisor. Because I've been in certain cases where I've had, you know, families or people that I've done plans mm-hmm. for that have been working for a company for 5-6 years, and they don't even realize that they have retirement programs within their company. But our plan will point that out, and we'll actually get an update. Every 3 months, we'll update what that value is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even with us. It's with that employer. But we'll update in your plan.
That's good.
So it's very comprehensive. You'll know exactly how much you have in everything.
And that's really important. Place. You should know.
Yeah.
Definitely. And you also mentioned the fact about not depending on Social Security, because it didn't even dawn on me, but they said that Social Security benefits, men tend to get higher, but Social Security benefit. Women also tend to receive lower because the benefits are calculated based on a person's highest 35 years of earning. And if you're, most women don't make that much money
more
compared
than
to men.
Yeah.
So if the benefits recipient doesn't have 35 years in the workforce, the Social Security Administration will add 0 earning years to their record to equal 35 years.
Wow. See, that's a major disadvantage.
Yeah. That's horrible.
And that's why a woman needs to have a financial plan in place even more than a man.
Yep.
I mean, with between having a baby, between what Tanya just mentioned, you know what I mean? We're not going to match as more than a man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just really, it's unfair, but, you know, life's not fair. So if you don't have a plan in place to make up for these shortfalls, you're really doing yourself a disadvantage. And so I think there's tips and advice that you should sit down with the advisor to go over all of this and to know, you know what, we can make up for these shortfalls. But these are huge points that people should know.
Yeah, they should understand that. That's... I never knew that. I always thought that I never thought about how much money I'm going to get in Social Security. I figured if I work, I'm going to get it.
Right.
But I never thought the fact that since I make less than a man, then I would get only a lot lower Social Security benefit. So that's why I was kind of...
It's shocking. And, yeah, you know
it's
what? It's a point
shocking.
That I wasn't even aware of until you just read it now.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's scary. But even, you know, worse, I don't even think I'm, you know, I don't even depend on Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting my.
I don't think about Social Security.
I have my own plan. I have my 401k. I have my Roth, and I'm just putting money away and updating my plan on a quarterly basis myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because Social Security, I'm just not going to depend on it. I keep getting these letters saying I have these points in Social Security. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I just sort of laugh at it because all I know is the government's kicking the debt down the road.
Yeah.
Or as they say, kicking the can down the road. And that's what's going to go on. No president is ever going to take that issue on because it's a monster. And we're in such a huge deficit
right now. Exactly.
That, I mean, come on. I mean, we're no longer AAA rated as a country. I mean, that was a major effect. So again,
that's sad.
Those, you know, just the world's unreliable. We can't just rely on governments to take care of us. It's a known thing. So again, take control, especially as a woman. Take control of your life, your finances, by having a financial plan and really, you know, using your advisor the fullest that you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think one thing Tanya taught me is, you know, the world out there for social media, take advantage of it. If you can reach a million people, why would you sit there and go pass your card out or a flyer out in one parking lot where you could reach a million people on the internet?
You know Facebook what I
mean? So as a woman, take control. Mm-hmm. As a man, take control. As a family member, take control. And I think women are better at it than men.
Yeah.
As far as worrying and not having that ego, you know, that nurturing aspect. Mm-hmm. And again, it's so unfair that they're getting the shortfall of the financial world by not getting, you know, Social Security as much as a man or losing time for pregnancy. These are just unfair, unjust, and that's why you should take control more than ever, especially in today's world, fast-paced world, where things just, again, you can't rely on governments anymore. You have to rely on yourself and take use of your financial advisor. If he has not told you that there's a plan and he's just telling you to invest in product, that's so old. That's such an old way of looking at how to take care of your financial portfolio. that you should really consider going somewhere where you can really get the help that you need.
And I just wanted to wrap up the show, but I wanted to ask one more thing about, how about tax planning?
Sorry. That's a major part of the financial plan. And depending where your tax bracket is, if you're the lowest or the highest,
mm-hmm.
things could change in your life. You can get an inheritance, and now mm-hmm. all of a sudden you're in a high tax bracket. In fact, at dinner last night, we were talking about if you win the lottery,
yeah,
you know, you have a choice. Do you take the winnings in once? Yeah. But, you know, people don't realize that now you're in the highest tax bracket because you're a millionaire now. So the government considers you over 40% of your money is going to go to them. So tax planning, no matter what bracket you're in, is a major factor within a financial plan. Because the one thing we cannot avoid is death and taxes.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a major part, a cornerstone in your plan with Ameriprise, with us.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to look at all those things that change. Because as you're working, you know, you can get more money. And that mm-hmm. can affect your tax base. And if you're married and it's two incomes, it also can affect your tax base. So we have to plan for how much money you're giving to the government.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, we just discussed earlier that, you know, taxes are you know, we can't avoid them. But there's a way that you can make up by investing and having the right mm-hmm. vehicles within there. But things change in a person's life. Where you're working for 20 years, you get a huge raise, or you get laid off. There's just different things that can change, you know, what tax bracket you're mm-hmm. going to be in and how to plan for taxes. And, you know, one of the things we have in the United States here, it's called the death tax. One thing you can't avoid. If you have,
really?
Yeah, if you have over so many millions, the government's uh-huh. going to take, when you die, it's called an estate tax, they're going to take half your money.
Really?
Yeah. Joe Robbie, if uh-huh. you remember, it used to be called Joe Robbie Stadium.
Yeah.
Where the Miami Dolphins played at. You know why it's no longer called that? Because he was a multimillionaire that never had a financial plan in place and didn't have an estate plan in place.
Mm-hmm.
So when he passed away, he owed the government 50% of his estate.
Oh, my God.
He didn't have the right insurances to cover for that. So guess what? They sold everything. The kids didn't get the money they were supposed to get. It was a disaster. And again, it's no longer called Joe Robbie Stadium because of that. So
really? I didn't know about that.
Yeah. So tax planning, no matter how rich you are, how poor you are, things change in your life where taxes are a major factor within your plan and should be looked at on a quarterly basis, depending on inheritances, lottery winnings, annuities, growth, workplace growth. Marriages, combined mm-hmm. income. I think I told you, we talked about Roth IRA. If you're making over $150,000, you can't have a Roth IRA.
Yeah.
So that's part of your tax planning. So when you sit down to do that financial plan with the advisor, uh-huh. he'll say, listen, okay, you know what? You can have a Roth IRA because you make less. So let's have that in place. That's just yeah. another retirement vehicle. And especially a woman with the shortfalls in Social Security, and as we discussed, that a woman should have in place. But that's the cornerstone is, one of the cornerstone is tax planning, yes.
So let's start the show. So we're going to be working on your social media pages. And I want to thank you so much for stopping by.
I always have the best time. Tanya educates me on the social media and I educate her listeners about financial planning. We have such a great networking team and I love it because... again, this is the world we live in right now with this fast-paced technology is really to educate each other
yeah.
and to live a higher quality of life, which I think our friends mm-hmm. and our little group is doing. And hopefully we can help your viewers.
Yeah,
so I'm always here. By the way, my phone number, if anybody wants to reach me or has questions, is 561-376-3913. I can be reached anytime. My office is in Boca Raton, Florida with Ameriprise Financial. You can look me up. And another week, my website will look different. Thanks to Tanya.
So everybody, have a great day. Make sure you tune in tomorrow to Social Chats Locals with myself and Vice Queen Maria. And we'll be on from 1 to 2. Bye, guys. Take care.